morning and happy holidays to everyone. This is Tanelle Brown coming back with a new episode of I'm No Expert, But. I want to start off by apologizing for the delay in this next episode. Life has been super crazy the last few months, but I said I'm going to do better, so better late than never, right? So, on this episode today, we are going to talk about grief. Back in September, the end of September, my father-in-law passed away unexpectedly. And you know, it has been a very trying few months. He passed away 11 days after his birthday, I believe it was. He turned 63. And, you know, it's just one of those things that it's hard to deal with death when you expect it. It's even harder when it's unexpected. And then when it's someone that you're close to, it does something to you, you know? But I just want to say, you know, no matter what, we're all going to just keep pushing on, because one, he wouldn't want us to be sitting here moping around, which we're not. And I just want to talk about how grief, you know, affects me personally, but also my husband and my children and my family members. So just a little backstory. If you've been following me for a while, you all know that my husband and I grew up together, and our dads grew up together. So it literally is one of those things where two best friends from childhood have kids. Their kids grow up to be adults, and those kids get together. And it's kind of interesting because it wasn't expected, of course, but it's what happened, you know? So, how have I been doing? Some days I'm okay. Other days I'm not okay, but I am being as strong as possible for my husband, who is an only child. So definitely doing what I can to ensure that this transition for him of being unfortunately a fatherless child goes, for lack of better words, as easy as possible. He has his days. And there are some days where it affects him differently. There are some days where I can just tell that in his spirit, he's just down. And then there are other days where I can tell that in his spirit, he just gets little things that typically wouldn't annoy him or aggravate him, do. Especially like when it comes to like the dog, you know, the dog not listening, the kids not listening, you know, or him trying to, you know, take out the trash, but then the trash can doesn't cooperate, you know, just little things, which is how it goes for all of us, right? With our oldest son, he has his days where he is, you know, okay, and, you know, he hopes that he can make his grandfather proud by making sure that he got his attitude straight, you know, in school and is doing what he's supposed to do and listening and doing his work. That was the way that he just processed it. He cried, of course. He's sad, of course. But for him, he was like, well, I want to make my grandpa proud. My na-na-na proud. That's what they called him, na-na-na. For our daughter, I don't know what her perception is. I know every now and then she'll say that she misses him. I think she's processing it in her own way. She has, you know, I guess, a little more drawn towards us when they're here with us, and just, you know, wants to, you know, get a little more attention, I guess. With our youngest, I think it's hitting him pretty hard. He's 4, and unfortunately, in his short life, he has experienced a lot of grief. He, I would say, has, since he's been born, has been to at least 2 funerals a year in his 4 years of life. And that's a lot. Last year, I lost, my dad lost both his parents, both his, my son's great-grandparents, 5 months apart. And then this year, his grandfather, you know, passed away. And for him, a couple times a week, he'll say, "Mommy, I miss Nana." I'm like, "I know, baby, I miss him too." And then he'll ask, he'll be like, "Well, why did Nana have to die?" And, you know, and you ask that question yourself, like, why did he have to go? And, you know, for a 4-year-old, we try to explain to him as clearly as we can, like, you know, with life comes death. And sometimes we know it's coming, sometimes we don't, but we will be okay. We all miss him, and it's okay for us to miss him. Nothing is wrong with that. And we talk about it. We let him know that even though he's not here, that he loved him very much and loved us very much. And when God, when Jesus returns, we'll see him again. That's our belief. We are Christians. And everyone has their own set of beliefs. And I would say, in my opinion, as I've become older, and even actually my views from me being a child into adulthood and from entering just a single woman to transitioning to a mother, my view on it is, honestly, as long as it's a healthy way to cope, however you, an individual wants to see it, however they want to perceive it, as long as it's healthy, as long as it's not harming yourself or anyone else, as long as it's not causing you to do any harm internally or externally, go with it. For some people, it's they're in heaven. For some people, it's their spirit is still with them. For some people, they believe in ghosts. For some people, you know, they just believe, everyone believes they're reincarnated into an animal or a flower, you know, anything of that sort, which is fine. And we just let him know from our perspective, you know, we will see him again. He's sleeping in Jesus right now. He is relaxing until the Lord comes and calls us home. And we all pray and hope that we are going on that great getting up morning. Do we know if that's going to be the case? I don't. I really don't. I can just strive to make sure that I'm living in the way that I'm supposed to live. Being a good person, believing in God, and that when that time comes, I'll be one of those called. And then my son will also say, "Mommy, I had a dream about Nana, and he's okay." And you know, sometimes I think that is God just letting him know in a way that his little brain can comprehend. Like, you can be sad, but he's okay. He's not hurting anymore. He's not in any pain. It doesn't take away from the fact that we still hurt in our hearts, but it also is reassuring that, you know, on this earth we do go through a lot of pain, physically, emotionally, some people even mentally. It's just painful to deal with certain things. And I will say, like, you know, we are tremendously blessed. In the last year and 2 years, my family has been through a lot of turmoil as far as losing loved ones, but we are exponentially blessed. Like, my grandparents lived into their 90s. That's a blessing. They didn't pass away from COVID. They passed away from old age. My father-in-law, even though it's unfortunate, and he was a young man, 63 years old, passed away. We're not 100% sure what happened as far as if it was a lack of care from the hospital he was in or what the case is, but we put it in God's hands because we could not afford an autopsy to see if there was any, you know, things that were missed or whatnot. But I think my understanding of grief is, of death in general, is that, you know, death, people die to make life important. It's important for us to make sure that every day we live intentionally. It's important that we cherish those that are in our lives. We communicate with those that are in our lives. We take care of ourselves and each other. And I think that's one of the main things that has really stood out to myself and my husband since my father-in-law's passing, is that we make sure that we take care of ourselves so that way we can make sure we're still here for our children as long as possible, if it's in God's will. You know, ultimately, sometimes there's a lesson. Not that that's what it, you know, started out to be, or that's not how everyone is going to view it. It's not. And I understand that everyone's going to see things differently. I don't see it as I blame God for anything. I know this. There's a lot of people who blame God for a loved one's death. And I can't blame them for that, because you sometimes, if there's nothing to put the blame on, some people don't have any other way to cope with other than asking why and putting the blame somewhere. But the unfortunate part of this thing we call life is that we know not the day nor the hour in which, when it's going to be our time. And so we have to be intentional, love, have faith, and like I tell my son every day, just be a good person. Try to be a good person. Nobody's asking anyone to be perfect, but be a good person. Like, and honestly, in the world we're living in now, I just don't understand why that is so hard, to be quite honest. But being a good person, loving on your family and your friends, spending time with them, being available. It was hard because the people that, you know, you feel like would have been there to help support you during a time of such great loss, they weren't really there. And the people that you didn't necessarily expect to be there, they were very much prominent and there for you. And I felt like that became like kind of like an awakening for me. Because when you're there for someone, you don't necessarily look for it to be returned. You're not doing it for it to be necessarily reciprocated. But when something actually happens, the lack of support, it's definitely very loud. It's so loud that it's kind of deafening. But do you hold that against those people? Because you don't know if they're still in grieving from their loss. So their grieving will take priority over your grieving. So they have to take care of themselves. And I think that's where the mental health aspect of it ties in. Because people have to take care of themselves. You take care of yourself first before you can take care of anybody else. And I think it's important to just focus where you can. Put your focus where you can. So if that includes yourself and your family, focus on that. Heal that. Work on that. Work towards being healthy. And then once you're in a better place, if you have the capacity, and I think that's important too, to make sure that you have the capacity to extend yourself, whether it be a little bit or a lot, because you cannot always extend yourself, because once you've gotten to a healthy place, especially if you're in the beginning at parts of being healthy, you taking the focus off yourself for a moment and putting it on somebody else may set you back, and you'll regress, and you don't want that. So it's important to make sure you grieve, feel the feelings that you're feeling. You can be angry, you can be sad, you can be heartbroken, you can be disappointed, you can be however happy. Fine. For me, I've noticed that during this great loss, I have found that humor has been the best therapy for me. And yes, some of it has been kind of dark humor. Honestly, TikTok has helped me so much, especially when people are having like joking about different things, and it makes me laugh so hard when there are certain jokes. Like this one guy, they were at his mom's funeral and her casket wasn't there, and he was just and then she came in late, and he was like, yep, true to mom's fashion, she's late to her own funeral. We always said that she would be late to her own funeral. And it was hilarious to me, and it helped me cope that day because I was feeling really down that day. I know it sounds like I'm just rambling, and I was trying not to just ramble, but grieve in the way that best suits you. As long as you are not harming yourself, as long as you are not harming others, and you are doing it in a healthy way, grieve. Take the time to grieve. Take the time to take care of self. It is so important. Talk to a therapist. Talk to a loved one. Talk to a friend. Honestly, sometimes even just talking to a stranger. Sometimes talking to a stranger has helped so many people. And so there are some people who are not open to listening. And there are a lot of people who are. A lot of people. But even me just talking to an audience, I don't know who's going to listen to this, but even just verbalizing my feelings helps. Looking at pictures help. When people try to avoid their feelings and avoid what actually happened in reality, and we live in this a made-up world that everything is fine, that's when I feel like people fall into, they get misled, and they mislead themselves. It's important to take care of yourself. Grieving is terrible. It hurts. It sucks. But it's necessary. And I think people have to realize that grieving is not only when you have physically lost someone. Someone has died. Grieving, you can grieve relationships. You grieve friendships. You grieve what you thought should have been. Before my father-in-law passed away, Like I mentioned to you guys before, I went part-time at my job. And I really feel like the Lord works in mysterious ways because I went part-time at my job the end of August. This happened towards the end of September. If I was still working full-time, I would not have been able to help my husband take care of his father's arrangements. I would not have been able to do all the things that I needed to do. I would not have had the time. And he would have had to try to figure it out. But God granted me the opportunity to take on that burden from him so that way he wouldn't have to worry about it. The only thing he had to worry about was when he had to get up to go to work. And that was my way of working through the grief. I worked through the grief. I made the arrangements. I did the program. I picked the pictures. I set up everything, you know, picked out the clothes, helped pack up the room, you know, just everything. But what I did in my way of grieving was help take a burden off of someone. But also, in the same instance, I am grieving what I felt like I should have been doing with my life. I have been in a early midlife crisis since going part-time at work. I have not been able to figure out what I'm going to do with my life. I had everything figured out, I thought. And then when my father-in-law passed away, it was like everything I thought I was going to do was kind of pushed to the wayside, and all the motivation and time that I thought I was going to put into doing this or doing that, it's not happening. The motivation I once had, the drive I once had, everything that I thought I had at one point in life is now gone. One thing that I've been working on through my grief is praying, and I have not started praying on opening up the opportunities like all the time. My prayer has just simply been, thank you, God, for everything that you have done and continue to do. Thank you for still allowing me to provide for my family. Thank you for just letting me be and letting me figure it out. But one thing that I had to really figure out, and I just figured out, I guess you could say, is that my dreams and aspirations that I had when I was a young girl are different. They evolved. The dreams and aspirations that I had when I was in college are different. They have evolved. The dreams and aspirations that I had when I graduated from school evolved. Now I have to figure out what they evolved to now that I am a mother, now that I'm a wife. How do my dreams and aspirations fit into my evolved self? I am no longer that 18, 19, 20-year-old girl. I am a 31-year-old woman who has a family, and my family is my priority, and I have to figure out with that, with my family being my priority, how I prioritize my professional self as well. And so I'm grieving the loss, I should say, of my younger self, so that my now adult self can really figure out this next step in life, this next step without the old me, with the new me, this next step without my father-in-law and without my grandparents, but with my children, my husband, my parents, and my other grandparents, and cousins, and aunts, and uncles, and friends. Grief is a funny thing. It can make you laugh, it can make you cry, it can make you happy, it can make you sad. But one thing is for sure, working through it is a proactive activity. You have to be present for it, no matter how much it sucks, no matter how much it hurts. Being present for the activity, the act of actually grieving, because it's not just a feeling. You have to go through the emotions, you have to feel them, you have to express them, and you have to sit in it until they pass. And sometimes they won't pass, but they may lessen somewhat. So it's important. That's all I have for today, guys. Sorry it was kind of all over the place, but I do still plan on doing better, I promise. Working on getting the Instagram together and an email together, so that way we can communicate if there's anything you want me to talk about. Thank you for listening. This is Tanil Brown on That I'm No Expert But Grief Sucks. Have a great day. Happy holidays.